P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock! I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Truman Capote.
Why don't you have some fun?
Fun!
Tommy. That's a cave thing.
Whoever she is, I'm gonna find her and I'm gonna hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish!
I'm always home, I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Hey Hoff fans, welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to talk about great movies and watch great movies today. Yeah. And I don't know if this one's a great movie, but it's an awesome movie.
I think, well, you know, like, I'm always one of those people, like, I break it up into movies and films, and this is, like, a category of just, you know, a great movie. It's a blockbuster movie. I think it's great. I think it's one of those, the 90s was a great time for disaster movies. And, hey, and the Hoff fans spoke, and that's what you voted for. You had Mission Impossible 3 or Twister, and you chose Twister.
I feel like, too, in this generation, though, like, great implies it must win an Oscar, you know, or must be nominated. Yeah. And I know you don't want to get into it. I know it probably hurts, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I enjoyed this a lot, but it has to be nominated. And that's a distinction to me. Like, I don't feel that way. I believe what you're saying. I think this is great as a blockbuster, and this is a fun
watch. It was nominated for a few things.
Like effects and stuff.
Sure. Well, why are those count less than Best Picture?
Well, because Best Picture is Best Picture.
Well, Best Picture, then they should win all the awards, right? It was the Best Picture.
Well, no. And I hate when you say that, because does the team with the best first baseman and the best second baseman and the best shortstop win the World Series?
Yes.
No. No, I mean, it's different. Sometimes the sum of all the parts equals something above what it is. Yeah. But whatever, that's not the topic. We're not talking Oscar movies today. We're talking blockbuster movies today.
Because it's summertime. Well, not really yet. June 21st is like summertime, right?
No, but the summer starts.
The blockbuster season.
On Memorial Day, though.
Yes, that's, you know, true, yeah.
At least in the States,
We once had an idea for a movie that was about like three summer parties and started with Memorial Day and 4th of July, and then Labor Day, because those are like the...
Very American.
Yes.
But here,
in
the good old USA, it starts at Memorial Day, and this is airing just after Memorial Day, but we're actually recording on Memorial Day, in the spirit of America.
Yes.
This is a very American film,
I'd say. The heart of America.
The heartland.
Yeah.
Got accents and cool people.
People of the land.
I can't wait to get into it. But guys, you want to wait till after the episode to find out what you're voting for next month.
Yes. So, and as we usually do in our mid-month episode, you'll find out, you know, what film won. So looking forward to even that episode, but obviously telling you at the end the two that you can, you know, vote for.
But you know what, Kyle? I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see if that cow is the same cow or different cows.
Yes.
You prepared a nice bloody steak for us.
Ah, yeah.
Some food.
You didn't see the cows in my front yard. But, yeah, so guys, this is very interesting. This movie doesn't have any, like, I think it was a Universal. I mean, I know there was a ride at Universal, but so I'm assuming this is Universal. And I have it queued up at the, the movie just starts, so I have it like kind of on the blue haze of where
it might show the logo between the beginning scene and the
maybe,
because the beginning scene's obviously a prelude kind of thing, if you recall.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. And by the way, we have the Blu-ray.
Yes.
I don't think there's many extended versions of Twister.
No, I got this for like $6 a couple of years ago.
All right, we'll count it out then.
Yeah. Let me.
So when we say play, that's when you guys should press play. Cue it up, please.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Play.
Ooh. It's like a bar.
So there you go. The Warner Brothers.
Oh, okay. It is, yeah.
So
it's Warner Brothers. But they had a ride at Universal.
Yeah, because when a movie's good, they just buy the rights for like the ride.
Oh, okay.
You know, Islands of Adventure. Oh, it's Warner and Universal anyway. So
okay.
But like Islands of Adventure is in. Marvel has an Islands of Adventure, but that's Universal. But Marvel's Disney now.
Yeah. So are there? I haven't. Ooh, look at this font.
That's a terrible font. I'm sorry.
But that's cool then. That goes to black.
The second, yeah, the black. See, it's a little blue. I don't like that so much, but just the black Twister.
Yeah.
So first time you saw Twister, Kyle? Do you remember?
I'm getting goosebumps. I really am right now.
Is this the first time you've seen Twister?
This is the first time. Yeah, when we did the episode with John Harden and Whit Landberger. Sorry, Whit, if that's not how you properly pronounce your name. But I didn't watch it for that episode. I just I got
that's a great episode, guys. So if you want to listen to that in the archives at cageclub.me or wherever you get your podcasts, that's a really fun episode. It's a long one.
But it was just the 2-year anniversary.
Which is crazy. We've been doing this for like 2 years more.
Yeah, and my mom wrote on Facebook that that's her favorite episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
She was happy when Twister won. I saw she
likes the boys.
She commented. She does like the boys.
What?
Sorry,
it's appropriate. A storm's coming, and there's a dog in the scene.
I wonder if that's why he's barking. Like he hears like a thunderstorm. Live audio, guys.
So no, this is not the first time I am watching Twister. This was, as I've talked about, definitely on other podcasts. I don't know if I've talked about on PS. I Still Love Hoffman, but. This was a Reinfried family movie night, and I was petrified in this, and I was, like, crying when the dad gets...
spoiler!
It's a rewatch! we weren't nice about this lady in the episode, I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2 years, times have changed.
Yeah, times have changed. We've learned. In the last 2 years, yeah. She's a lovely lady, a caring mother, probably was very hard raising a daughter by herself.
Oh, the dog!
And I'm just a little... Yeah, we have two...
There's more than one dog in the film. I forgot there's like a Toto-like dog in this.
Yeah. Toby? Is that what she's saying? I should have... Oh, and I have the subtitles on.
Yeah, you should put the subtitles... Oh, no, can you do that? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big mistake. Yeah. Guys, watch with the subtitles.
We usually have the subtitles on.
I mean, not much happens in this film in terms of, like, dialogue.
Yeah. Chickens. Ooh, look at those effects. That's very Back to the Future lightning hitting a tree kind of... Which is another Universal ride.
It's true.
But I was so upset by what happens to the dad that I was, like, crying. And my mom was like, it's okay, like, he comes back in the end.
But she lied to you.
She lied to me. My mom lied to me.
Like a lot of things.
But for the betterment, just like parents, you know, with, like, magical figures that bring you candy or presents. It's for the betterment of hope and what's good in the world.
She also lied to you when she said that you had the best hair in school.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know anymore. Well, at least the dog is in the, I mean, this is by far, I mean, no, there's obviously a lot of, like, questionable things in this movie, or weak story elements, maybe. But, like, if the family just hung out in that corner, they would have been fine.
Yeah, that's what's funny, right? Like,
and, like, just have a better lock than on the door.
Well, yeah, but you can't correct that at that point.
No, I know. But
oh, wait.
Like,
I just saw that it was just, like, a little lock like that.
Yeah.
That's really silly.
Yeah, exactly.
So the first time I saw this film was, it was one of the first laser discs that my family got.
Yeah, I remember you said, yeah, laser discs.
The sound on laser disc has still not been matched. I don't know if you know that. Like, Laserdisc quality is better than Blu-ray quality, I think.
Interesting.
And I know
really?
The sound. It's something like
oh,
that.
Oh, no!
But just the two-disc thing?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to look that up.
This has... Okay, so, again, I think we kind of... You know, we're going to rehash, obviously, things we talked about 2 years ago with John and Whit. But this is a Michael Crichton story.
Book? Really?
Book. At least, well, screenplay at least.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that is a very similar opening to Jurassic Park the movie, in the sense of, like, the flashing, the Velociraptor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Someone getting sucked out.
Well,
and, like,
bad effects on that.
Yeah,
satellite.
The bad, yeah, very bad, yeah.
You and I could probably make that, like, with a weekend tutorial.
Yeah, it's... Ooh, look, and then they do... It's very believable Earth. The NSSL. Interesting. I love this because, like, these are characters we never meet again, but they needed to put something, like, you know, pretty scientific in the beginning with the NSSL. And then,
because,
and it just sets up, like, oh, there's gonna be some really bad storms coming, like...
I know this was based on, like, articles about these storm chasers.
Mm-hmm.
And that scene has, like, an article feel, you know?
Yeah.
What a, like, beautiful landscape. Who's the director again?
He's a French director, and his name is Jean Despont.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember going into this.
Boom, ba-doom, boom, boom, boom. Very, like, American...
Yeah.
Prairie music. Remember learning prairie music as a child, like, Home on the Range?
They used to, like... I don't know if that still happens. This is gonna sound weird. But they used to, like, really romanticize, like, Middle America, even where we lived.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll just say, like, those were, like, the, like, songs we learned as little kids. And I remember, like thinking, like... like, we had, like, a choir teacher when we were in second grade, and we sang, like, Crocodile Rock. And, like, how, like, wow, this is a cool song.
Yeah,
and,
like, we sang, like, probably... Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
by the way,
calling Mellow Yellow.
rest
here
in
we
peace,
go.
Rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
Yes, rest in peace.
Jamie Gertz.
Yes.
This is the team.
Helen what a Hunt. Great team. Oh, Helen Hunt. Oh. Prime pretty, Mad About You time.
Pretty lady, and this is a very distinct outfit she wears, I think, the entire film.
Yeah. Are you ready for the Mad About You reunion?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Daniel Stern from Home Alone.
One of the sticky bandits. That's Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci. I always wanted to know that lady, like, what her deal was. I might have even said that on the original episode.
Ooh. Yes!
Oh, so quick.
What a great... I think... So my hair's a little longer right now. I mean, it's not going to get to that length by, like, the fall. I'd be very tempted to shave my beard to dress like Dusty for Halloween.
And then I think we figured out... Okay, Alan Ruck.
Fry.
Course. Yeah.
Fry.
From Ferris Bueller's Day Off, hashtag High School Slumber Party.
Yeah, shout out to High School Slumber Party.
And Spin City. But that other guy was in something. We figured it out on the episode.
Well, that thing you do.
What is it? Okay.
I mean, he's in, like, a bunch of, like...
Yeah, like, he's a familiar face. And
yes!
Woo! Wait. It's the extreme.
The extreme! Good thing, yeah.
Such a GIF-worthy movie. Or GIF, whatever.
A manly... I knew Whit and John loved that line. A manly handshake ensues. Just look at...
Would you take Jamie Gertz or Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt. Dust man.
I love ever since it started. He's not even that old there, you know?
Yeah.
3 years, 4 years. Because I think he went to University of Oklahoma. He's got the Oklahoma hat.
It's great.
They seem like all these people...
I love, like... Oh, sorry, go.
It seems like all these people are highly educated. Like, they do this...
Yeah.
Oh, he goes off with her.
They're just very passionate about it.
What? He's like a preacher, this guy.
Yeah.
Not really, but... This guy was on, like, a TV show.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull up the IMDb right now.
He has a very distinct face. You can tell that they have a past.
Yeah.
This movie's so simple, and that's, like, part of its greatness.
Well, they don't make enough, like, simple movies.
Yeah, anymore. Like, popcorn films.
Yeah. Oh, the plot's unfolding, or the, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
I guess the plot yeah. thickens, as they say. This guy I always forget about.
Isn't that Opham?
Oh, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
And I think he's a coward in a scene in this movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't he go and Bill Paxton?
We probably talked about all this, guys.
Yes.
We haven't seen this. Well, I don't know if you've seen it since then.
I don't think I've watched it in, like, 2 years.
Yeah, we haven't seen this in 2 years, so it's about damn time.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bill Paxton. He was just—he's got charm.
He does.
Supposedly, that's why they hired him. Originally, it was supposed to be Tom Hanks. Shout out, Hanks for the memories. Tom Club.
And they didn't think Tom Hanks had charm.
And just, I don't know, maybe whether he backed out or something happened. But he even, Bill Paxton is wearing like the wardrobe that Tom Hanks chose for the character.
Oh, really?
And then they, before Bill Paxton, it was, I read, Kurt Russell or Michael Keaton.
Cool.
Were considered. And then James Cameron suggested Bill Paxton because he was in Aliens.
And then Titanic.
And, Titanic, yeah.
You think she did that on purpose? Because she's not over him yet? You think so?
No. I think it was a genuine accident.
No, she missed a page.
Do you think he's mad about her? Because she's mad about him. Did again, it's going to be like talking about similar stuff, and I didn't get all the way rereading the trivia, but I remember something like, I think Jodie Foster was up for the role.
Yes.
And like, so like, that, her accent would have made a lot more sense for like the role versus Helen Hunt.
The suck zone.
Yes. I love it. He's wearing, like, welding goggles, the hoodie, the faded Hawaiian shirt, made some cocktails.
But it makes sense for the character. It really does.
Just looking at him in the bottom of the frame, just, like, looking up at them.
Don't they say the best actors are the best, like, reactors?
Dude, you're taking the vows?
Yeah. But it's a good point that you make, because, like, the way he reacts to other characters in the scene, like, makes him feel so present, yeah. Even in the corner of a shot.
Whoa, what's in her pocket? Why is it ringing? That's a small cell phone.
Billy. You notice that his cups are like Grateful Dead, or one of them at least is Grateful Dead theme.
It's awesome. The umbrella, the barn burner.
Oh. They don't even like use the time to go like develop the relationship. They just go right at it.
I'm
like,
into it.
New truck, new you, ass. Yeah. Like, you know.
Well, some people are like that, you know. Some people will just call, you know.
I gotta be honest though too. If I'm Bill Paxton, I don't know if I'd bring my current fiance to get
divorce. No, we know friends that
papers.
Would do a stupid move like that. But didn't you have a good garden joke on the social media the other day? Call a spade, you know, like.
Oh, because I took a picture of a spade?
Yeah.
What, how was that, related
just calling
to this?
A spade a spade.
Oh, so confused. That was on my personal social media, so it has no relevance to this podcast.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Aw.
Ooh, so heavy. Like, but completely rude. I don't care. Like, he's clearly moved on, and you're, like, flirting this much? Well.
Yeah.
Wow, it is great.
It's just fun, because, like, I mean, this instrument was, like, invented around that time, right? And they were, like...
Like, 5 or 6 years before that.
Yeah.
It's something I think they
took
from the article.
Like you said, it's an article, and Michael Crichton was like, well, let me just, like, do this, and...
Don't you love explaining scenes in movies?
Yes.
We won't need this information later, so don't worry. But you're a kid. That's why it's such an appealing movie as a kid, because when you're a kid,
you're like, oh,
this is great.
Yeah, adults teach you things, and they're teaching me things right now, and this is how science works.
See, like the question she's asking.
Yeah. She's the child for us.
By the way, Jamie Gertz, we just did 16 Candles on my podcast, Isis Lumber Party, and she's in that, and it's the first time I've ever noticed that she's in the film. She's like one of the friends at the party. She's
what
the
was
one
her, she had like a TV show for a while, right? Wasn't it like a family? Yeah.
One of those like Party of Five kind of shows, and like not necessarily that show, but you know. Oh, but she cuts the lead woman's hair in like a famous scene where she gets the hair cut and caught in the door.
It's a sucksa.
Have you wrote like fanfic for this movie where like Dusty gets with the Jamie Gertz character?
That'd be amazing.
It's kind of like Tormund Brienne.
I mean,
it's fatty time. Is that what
he
said?
He said it's fatty time. Wow.
Yeah.
Shut off the lights, Barry. It's boner time.
What the hell? I never caught that. This is why the subtitles are great.
Alan Ruck, the map guy.
By the way, you've since turned on the subtitles.
Yes. Yeah, it was easy. This one, you know, like sometimes you can do it while watching the movie. I love everyone's packing up equipment.
Yeah.
Dusty's got his beach chair.
I don't
know
enough about weather and tornadoes, but I wonder what his exact role is.
Why do they need so many vehicles?
I think they're just friends.
Is the barn burner Dusty's personal vehicle?
Well, at this point, yeah. I think they pretty much all live in their vehicles.
But I'm saying, like, you think he had it before the team, you know what I'm saying?
I think that was
like Joe's truck.
I think so.
It's probably the Reverend's station wagon. Oh, I was going to look up what a couple of those, like Alan Ruck's buddy, what he was in. So, Sean Whalen is the guy that I said is in That Thing You Do.
Okay, what else is he in?
He's Never Been Kissed. Isn't that a high school movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you'll
see him again. Or did you cover that already?
No, but I know the movie.
All right. I don't think I've actually ever seen Never Been Kissed.
That's a movie you'd really like.
I wasn't a big Drew Barrymore fan in my youth.
No,
I like her more now.
I know that, but David Arquette, it's like, you like the style of movie that is, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It's wacky. Oh, wait, this is the bad guy. Was his name Carrie Ewes?
Yeah, very Irish name. The Princess Bride.
The Nightcrawler.
Well, he's not the Princess Bride, he's the pirate.
Yeah. And is is it the guy from Wayne's World who's his driver? I think he's in one of the Wayne's Worlds. No.
No, I know who you're thinking about, and it's
not the assistant guy.
It's just funny. I laugh at this part because, and it's funny you bring up Wayne's World because.
Let me see.
This movie, like, they hate on, like, that group of guys because of their, like, corporate sponsorship. And then this movie is so, like, a big corporate sponsored. Of Pepsi. Pepsi's throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Then it makes me think of Wayne's World, like, yeah, where do people get off, you know?
But like you said, they're so mad that, like, they got sponsorships, so they're getting paid for what they love to do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And they drive black minivans.
Sorry.
But one of the few movies that make minivans look cool.
Very true.
Pretty much that, and, like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
I think in Gone in 60 Seconds...
Oh, Angelina Jolie at one point drives...
Like, the bad guys have minivans, too? No, they're not the bad guys. They're, like, trying to hunt
the cops?
The cops, yeah.
The cops are bad guys, Brian.
Shut up. You know what I mean.
Oh, he's in Tammy and the T-Rex. You covered that.
He is?
He's right. He's Weasel.
You're right. And I think I looked that up at the time.
He's the pizza guy in Friends, one of your favorite shows.
He's the pizza guy in Friends. I don't like that.
One episode in 1994, so, like...
I usually catch these guys pretty well.
Yeah.
But this scene always tripped me up as a kid. Just how angry he got. I was like, you can get that angry. It probably did some damage to me. Like, how it's just cool. Ugh, look at all this masculine energy.
But not... What a weird, knocks off his hat. You know that? The director was like, we really need to see Carrie's face.
Yeah.
Please knock off the hat.
Yeah. Like, we're supposed to root for the guy who just... Yeah.
That big guy's in George of the Jungle.
Oh, is he? Yeah. We're supposed to root for the guy who just, like, pushed and, like, shoved. Like, yeah. I get it. They have the design, but come on.
No, but honestly, Carrie, like, he has a good, like, smirky, like, shit-eating
grin. Yeah, no, that's true.
Unrealized. He does such a good southern accent in those.
At least, I don't know, we're not from the south. At least, like, a theater southern accent. Like, something that we would recognize.
Yeah, he'd play a good John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, like,
I'll double down
it
on the southern theater.
It sounds a little
theater.
Like Civil War, yeah. You know?
Actually, and it, so, the big guy that I said was in George of the Jungle, he was in a movie, not, I don't think he shared, they never shared scenes, but with Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's in Cold Mountain.
Oh!
And he's killed, he's like with, yeah,
you know
with
what
Brendan Gleeson.
With that guy?
You're thinking Midnight in Paris, Dad. Right?
No. I wasn't thinking of Wayne's World. I got it confused. I was thinking of Tommy Boy. That guy's in Tommy Boy. He's one of, like, the corporate guys.
Oh, yeah. When he goes around and he's, like, kind of trying to help Tommy.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not the most helpful one. He's, like, one of the guys in the line, regardless. That guy, his name is Zach Grenier. And, of course, you know him from Problem Child, too.
Yes.
No, but he's from, or at least he was born in Englewood, New Jersey.
Oh, that makes sense.
Local boy.
I don't know why that makes sense. Why people
local
say
boy done good.
Well. Yeah. Bill Paxton, the blue shirt, staring off, blue eyes.
They almost give him a sense that he can, like, internally read the weather.
You know? You know, it's like, it's kind of like a rip, like... It would have, I mean, it would have been too, like, on the nose, I guess, or whatever, but he's got, like, a bit of, like, a Native American
I was thinking the same thing, and like, it's...
But, like, so it's, like, is that role being taken away from, like, someone, like, a Native American, or at the same time, would that just be too, like, oh, they know, you know, like, you know?
Well, you have to say, this is one of the whitest movies. Let's see if we
Midwest
see a
is
single...
very white.
So... Yeah, but let's see if we see a single person of color in this entire film.
There was just in that last scene, part of Carrie's team.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Well, good for him, you know? Yeah. He diversifies his team.
Yeah. He's got the black Vans.
I think this time I'm going to root for those people.
Foodie scene. There's a couple of foodie scenes in this movie.
Yeah, this wouldn't be like
I know,
the
like,
foodie
yeah.
scene that I would nominate.
No, I don't. There is an ultimate one, and I can't wait to get to it. But Hot Pit Barbecue. Barbecue. I wonder if they have a bar inside, and that's why. Ooh, yeah.
Look, yeah, come on.
Like, that's the last place you feel a twister coming from, right? I mean, I know then tosses into the wind.
Yeah, that's what... No,
but the way
like...
he was feeling the ground almost felt like he was like feeling like the temperature of it or something.
You get a sense of the late Bill Paxton didn't quite understand that part of it, you know? Just like grab dirt, put it
in
the wind.
It should be more like... The lick the finger, put it in the
wind. Then again, we're not tornado chasers. We don't know. Maybe you.
And neither was he, so I'm judging fairly.
Fair. See? She's talking him being the human barometer.
I remember those cups.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's not like the cup we had a lot around here. It was that blue one.
Yeah, blue-purple one.
And now people like have the t-shirts of it.
I
love it. Whoa, like, see how the movie doesn't, like, beat around the bush?
I just love David Cho, like, the waitresses.
That was my look right now.
Yeah.
This movie does not beat around the bush. These people just met, and she asked that question.
Yeah.
Just to remind you.
This is, like, soap opera level, and I love it. I love it. I am just chewing on it all, like they're chewing on this scenery.
Her hair. So 90s.
Yes.
You still kind of dress like this
man.
Today, Kyle. How our man Hoffman's dressing.
He's, I love it. What's up?
He's so excited. He's so excited that the stream is back.
Yeah. Greenwich. I really like to think that the director was like, oh, this man, oh, that guy's in everything.
Yeah.
I've
seen him in a bunch of stuff.
But I'd like to think that the director was just like, oh, man, like, this man is too magical, meaning Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I just, at any point, I need to, like, get him involved more.
We've heard that, though, from directors, that, like, he lit him up in the audition, and they would just try to get him on screen as much as possible.
Yeah, because, like, that wasn't necessary, like, for that little exchange to happen. I guess it was the... Oh, I love he starts playing... Can you name the song and or band?
No.
Child in Time by Deep Purple.
Wow, good call. That's why music is your mistress.
Zinger. Oh, he's got the hose connected to the cup.
I never noticed that. Wow, foodie element. What do you think's in there? I hope not beer. You can't drive like that. Probably just water.
In the Midwest, you can.
Come on. Not chasing a tornado, you're going to be swilling beer.
Well, beer's better than vodka.
Well, yeah, beer's better than hot gasoline, but...
I love the different, like...
The vehicles.
Yeah. He drives by himself. That's kind of lonely.
I used to think as a kid, how great of a video game would this have been?
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Even just, like, a car-based one, you know? Like, cars chasing tornadoes, like...
Yeah, but then, like, you have to, like, get, like, the Dorothy, like, close to it.
Yeah, and you're spills, with the pickup, and it's hard to... Yeah.
There's cows. Is it the same cow?
I mean, you have to say, like, some of the effects are cheesy. But how they pull off the storm and the slowly forming tornadoes in the background, like...
Yeah. Oop. Uh-oh. This isn't good. Blu-ray is skipping a little bit, but not significant enough for you guys that will be...
Yeah, we had a little skip, so sorry if we're slightly off. But it shouldn't be enough where it's, like you said.
No.
And if we're spoiling the movie, like, seconds before, don't watch it this way the first time.
I don't mind saying this right now, because I
don't know if you noticed, but he just, like, checked her out.
Nice! I like it. Do you think the two cups that were put on top of the pickup truck and when she drove away and they fell off, was that a metaphor?
I hope not.
But how am I saying this? Because I love you, Dan Farrar. But, like, Bill Paxton talking, like, yeah, the 40,000 and, like, all that kind of stuff, it just reminds me. You guys don't know Dan. I'm sorry.
No, but he's been a guest on both our shows.
Yeah. It's just the way he was delivering information. It was very Dan Farrar-like, so... If you guys haven't listened to those episodes, check them out on High School Slumber Party and Foodie Films.
I love how she's a therapist and it's, like, insulting. Like, it's funny.
Yeah. But, and, you know what? And I feel like we've discussed this before, like, that in the world we live in, men should be more open with their feelings. This is the time of, like, shaming a man right then, like a therapist. I mean, well, people in general. People in general with therapists.
Yeah. Mental health.
Mental health. Oh boy.
He says bullshit a lot in this film.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
A lot of skipping here, people. Hopefully it's not a... He's driving off the road because he's getting so...
She was so calm with almost dying right there, you know? She wasn't like, get the fuck off the
other. There's also a lot of John... I mean, it makes sense where they are. A lot of John Deere equipment. I don't think John Deere's a sponsor, though, like Pepsi.
So sometimes there's not a sponsor, but it makes sense movie-wise. Like, they're like, get a bunch of tractors. All right, we went to this John Deere dealership and got a bunch, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like the same one as before, probably, that they just moved.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
His delivery, sorry. Come on. He can't even remember her name.
Well, just, I mean, the heat of the moment. I forget.
You're going to cut him some slack?
Yeah. Because he's just getting so stuttery.
Now, this movie, like, caused such a tornado craze.
It made me want to be a storm chaser after this. First video camera I ever had, like, there was a hailstorm going on. And my mom got so pissed off at me, like, I went, like, driving out. Because I got it,
I was like, that wasn't around when Twister came out. You were driving?
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but when I got my first video camera.
Yeah.
I went out driving. And even, like, before Sandy happened, on the northeast here, I went out and I was, like, filming in Piermont, New York, and the waves were crashing. They have a separate. See, that's even smart. They have it in a trailer. Like you should be, like you let go of the trailer, and that's even weighing it down more, and all that kind of stuff, so it doesn't get knocked over. But again, I guess it maybe be hard for the things to fall out of it. I don't know.
Look, could it look a little bit better now? Sure, but it still looks pretty good. The tornado.
Oh yeah, the twister.
The twister slam. Sorry, Bill Paxton makes me laugh.
Bill Paxton in a at least one, I know one high school movie. Weird Science.
Weird Science, yeah. Good call.
Have you? Wow, she's just. Yeah!
Going after his masculinity.
Yeah, he really is. That's such a cool truck. Jeep. Whatever you want to call
it. Does Jeep still make pickups?
I never knew that they did. So
I didn't know that was a Jeep. If you would have told me the mark of the car, I would have never known.
It's something I notice every time and something I forget after.
That's true. It's possible that happened with me as well.
This is a cool color. It's like taxi yellow with like bluish green stripes on it.
Isn't it weird that Jeep doesn't make pickups?
I guess,
it feels
like
it'd be super easy for them.
Yeah. Funnel's getting thicker. A lot of, you know, what did he say before? A fatty? A lot of fallacies.
A lot of like Freudian language in this film, and she's a therapist.
Yeah.
I remember like I mentioned, he's a son of a bitch a lot.
Why is he still going? Sorry, what were you saying?
They said son of a bitch a lot, and like as a kid, I was like saying that not in front of my mom or anything, to myself, just like son of a bitch.
I said bastard a lot after seeing Kindergarten Cop. You bastard.
Yeah, time to say that.
Yeah. I love, like, all this debris, and, like, they don't have, like, cuts on their faces. They could have still done it. He's a wimp.
No, come on.
Actually, no. She should have just, like, popped open the top. They didn't have to, like, take it off the truck. Movie over. You're welcome.
No, he still had to get the divorce papers. At the end of the day, this is a film about getting his divorce papers.
Aren't those... Oh, the truck comes back down. I was going to say, aren't the divorce papers in the truck? Or maybe they're in his...
I'm spoiling the film.
Red pickup truck. That was very similar to what the little girl was doing in the beginning. She just wanted to see.
That was the little girl.
Oh.
That was a really dumb play, like the rickety old bridge thing.
Yeah. The nails are coming out, and they're just fine holding on to...
And I'm not trying to shit on this film. We both enjoy it. But they're not holding on that tight.
No! That thing is directly... And my neighbors are vacuuming. Well, this is just an episode.
You know it's a chaotic movie.
And dogs are farting. Oh.
You know what this is, Kyle?
Yeah.
This is a disaster of an episode. For a disaster film. Apologies, guys.
It's gone.
Also, didn't they see the truck? Whatever. So there are good things and bad things about hosting a podcast. One of them is that I've seen so many great movies that I normally wouldn't have seen if we didn't host podcasts.
Yeah.
The bad thing, sometimes it ruins movies that I really, really like because I'm forced to overanalyze them.
But you get to see Felicia Hoffman going up to her and like smushing her face and going, "That's awesome!
Very
That's
true.
Awesome!" And that's what we're here for. That's the main reason.
That's a good point. This isn't like Disaster Cast.
Disaster Cast. Although, coming to you this fall. Right in time for hurricane season.
Oh, I mentioned it. I think it was on our mid-month show. All the disaster films we could do.
Would the disaster artist be in that?
Probably not. Do you think... Like, it's not going to show it, especially at this time, but do you think he's a stoner in this film?
I think he, I think he partakes in...
Or do you think he's just, like, high on life?
Again, I think every once in a while, like, maybe he'll take a little toke. So it's like, you feel bad for that guy. He's nice.
Wait, yes.
Loser! That's Rain Man. Like, you know, ten, like, as in from Along Came Polly.
Oh, Make It Rain.
Yeah, Make It Rain. I'm sorry.
He said Rain White Man. I'm like, whoa. Different Hoffman, Kyle.
Make it, that's Make It Rain. Sorry. Make
that's
it rain.
The other Hoffman
White
cast.
Chocolate. That's 10 years prior. Like, that's what's to come.
This is arguably just as quotable as a movie and a more popular one.
Oh, we're about to get a really great scene, right?
Well, first, yeah. Now.
Oh, wait, how are they so clean? I've never noticed that.
Because it's shot on a different day, Kyle.
I feel like... Okay, so, you know, I mean, we're going to get to a scene. Oh, she's still a little dirty. I guess they just washed their faces. But the shirts...
They probably shot a different day and, like, lightly brushed them, you know?
Yeah, but I was just... I mean, they make a point. Obviously, they have, like... They shower later as well mm-hmm. in the movie. And so for a second I was going to say, like, oh, I wonder if they, like, realized, oh, shit, like, we need more scenes. And so they added, like, another one of, like, the tornado scenes.
Maybe. I mean, that wouldn't shock me, honestly.
Because this movie, I read, of course, as I do read in the trivia, that Josh Whedon and Steve Zaillian, so two, you know, well-known screenwriters, and Josh Whedon, obviously, even for directing... were brought in as script doctors and were paid $100,000 a week as script doctors. I don't know how many weeks they
one
were.
One of the most profitable jobs in Hollywood that you get no credit for.
Yeah.
But I would take that. I get no credit for what I do now. You know?
I get no respect. Ooh. Oh, and they're all... Yeah, look at those minivans.
Yeah, these like sweeping, I'm assuming helicopter shots. Or how do
yeah,
you get this
those.
Thing?
Yeah, those are. Yeah,
these sweeping helicopter shots are to me like one of the most iconic images of the film. You know.
Yes.
And that's what's great about this film. It's able to literally put you in the, not literally, but you know, almost put you in the driver's seat mm-hmm. of these tornado chasers. That you feel like you're on the chase. Oh, we're back to them.
Oh, think. Okay. Okay, I forgot that those. I mean. It just adds the, you know, scientific tech. What if she's anybody? Were those Sony cameras in there? More sponsorship? Dodge
Caravans. The driver also looks like WWE wrestler Kane without the mask in his early days.
He does. And now I'm thinking it's Tommy Boy when I see him.
Oh, that guy? Yeah.
Yeah. And, wow. Like, she needed to, like, say that.
For us. That's the thing
I was thinking. It's like the kids that are just like, oh, yeah.
Every line is for us. They're not talking to each other. They're talking to us.
Oh.
This movie, you're right. This movie is so phallic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love the vans are just still... Like, they didn't stop. They just keep going.
Jeep and Dodge are both, like, on the Chrysler family, so I wonder if that was a sponsorship.
That's such an older Jeep, though. It's like, you know, usually you're showing off, like, newer models and stuff,
yes,
so
but,
people buy it.
Okay, put my mindset in the film. You're not showing off that, but they're probably like, hey, don't feature another car.
I see, I gotcha.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
use
yeah,
something
yeah.
at
yeah.
least in the family.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Are the minivans like Dodge?
The minivans are Dodge, yeah.
They're actually like caravans? Okay, so yeah, so definitely a sponsorship there.
Yeah. So we got Dodge.
We'll Pepsi. Have
Pepsi in a bit, yeah.
Shit.
What a terrific line read.
I imagine they're feeding his lines in the headset.
Oh, and the third sponsorship, binoculars.
Knox binoculars.
Yeah, Knox binoculars.
I forgot the big binocular company. I should know. That's a Birdman.
Yeah, you are a Birdman. You're so Birdman, I call you Keaton all the time.
And, like, that's supposed to be funny? That's a punchline?
Yeah. Oh, people need therapy for
the penis
bringing
stuff.
New women into the world. Did I say new women into the
world? Or men, but...
Yeah, new... Yeah, I meant to say women bringing
girls
new...
girls the world.
I meant to say women bringing new...
But it's also guys, because she talks to a guy about his penis.
Oh, yeah. Later. So, even more direct penis talk, not just about, like...
Rabbit.
I need to... Wait,
Sanders. Rabbit Sanders.
Let me see. Yeah, so...
And his call sign is Barn Burner.
Awesome.
So that's definitely
Dustin,
his.
Dustin Davis.
Dustin.
Robert... Robert Rabbit.
Oh, you were like Robert?
Robert, yeah, Robert. Robert Rabbit Nurek. And then just, I mean, what was his partner's?
One of them said Sanders.
Alan Sanders. Jason Preacher Rowe.
Preacher.
Tim Beltzer Lewis. And then the one guy that we were like, oh, he's been on other TV shows, his name is just Joey. And then the one with the fisherman's cap and the glasses, that woman, her name is just Haynes.
Can you see
what Oppum is Lawrence.
Can you see what, not Oppum, but, like, the girl and the guy on the TV show are from?
The girl with the fisherman's cap?
Yeah.
Anything
of note?
She's in Twister.
Oh.
Last Action Hero. Ed TV.
Never mind.
Intolerable Cruelty. That's one of your favorites.
Wait. Sisters.
Ooh.
And it's cool because you see two of them. Sisters, I get it. Like,
sister, sister.
Sister, sister.
Never knew how much I miss her. And then, let's see, that guy, the one with the big forehead. Too Big to Fail. Nip Tuck, the good wife. Oh, he's in Hollow Man. With
Cow.
We got cows! On the ride, we get to see... Did you ever go on the ride at Universal?
Yeah, once.
The cow flies by.
It's not great. I mean, it's good. It's just like you're in a room of effects.
Yeah.
It's not a ride.
No, you walk through it, an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Yeah, the Twister experience.
This is a movie for surround sound.
Yeah, sorry.
We don't need it right now. We're recording. That would be very bad for the recording.
That's true.
I know, I read an article that, like, science people have watched this film, and they're like, it makes no sense. Not just, like, Twisters, there's, like, three. But the fact that right there, they didn't, like, hardly get moved or go up.
Yeah.
But in other scenes, they're like, shit is happening, you know? And the debris thing, like you said, like, the windshields are completely okay.
Yeah, right. Paint not chipped at all. Like,
that's Dodge. Dodge, different.
Look at that. Did you see what happened there? The tornadoes were side by side, but then they became one. And then what happened, Joe and...
I'm sorry. I know they just had a big victory there. She is way too touchy with Jamie Gertz's man.
Yeah. She shouldn't be touching you like that.
And people are, like, always shit on her, and you're supposed to, like, hate her. But any human being who's never been in that, like,
yeah,
who doesn't really want to chase tornadoes, is forced to chase tornadoes, would probably be freaking out.
Yeah.
You said chase storms, and I thought, you know, I just thought it was a metaphor. Oppum.
Oppum, you coward.
If someone said that you were the Oppum of our friends,
God.
One of the most offensive comments.
One of the most offensive comments.
Oh, wait.
Yes. We crave sustenance. Finn. Wait, what's his name? Sanders? He had a wedding ring on.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't really think any of them were probably married.
You think he's married to the girl?
I thought the other two, the guy with the goatee and like kind of the spiky hair, was married to the fisherman's cap girl. All right, can we just say that it's weird that we're introduced to a mom in the beginning, and then we get like, you know, and it's not like they didn't go Disney and kill the mom.
Well, she had died at some point, I'm assuming.
Oh, that made me think of a joke we made. I won't repeat it because it was very mean. But then we get an Aunt Meg.
So, I remember saying this on the episode, but they actually did destroy this entire town. Eventually, when the tornado destroys it. Like, it was a town that was supposed to get leveled or something like that.
Oh.
And, like, they were building another development on it or something.
Okay.
And then they're like, let's take advantage of this.
Wow. That's like Christopher Nolan, that a garage was going to be, a parking garage was going to be demolished. And so that's the hospital in The Dark Knight. And
they made,
This
is a great foodie scene.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Is this the one you were talking about?
Yes.
Because you could also count the...
You got a lot of beef. Potato?
Sorry, I'm getting so hungry.
Practically a food group. Oh, we should have showered together.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Oh, we got the first Pepsi, I think, of a movie. Maybe it was Pepsi going into the cups that fell off the truck earlier, yeah. But they weren't Pepsi cups, so. Boo. God, he sucks. The almost the tagline for this movie was going to be "It sucks."
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Again, another not phallic per se, but sexual.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Ruage.
Yeah, it's very Californian.
Yeah,
I just imagine he's.
Yeah, I imagine he's, like, from California.
Went to Oklahoma
to study this because he would love storms and stayed around out there after college.
I've seen the extreme high gear.
A lot of people mistake Philip Seymour Hoffman from California, but he was very much not a California guy.
No, but he has... Not that he chose an accent like Ryan Gosling, per se.
But kind of. I think one of his stock go-tos is, like, chill California man.
Yeah.
Oh, this story. Whit really liked this story.
Yeah. Naked. Really naked.
How Bill Paxton, naked one day, threw a bottle of Jack Daniels at a tornado. I've done this, right? Like when you start to
naked.
Tell...
Oh, they're going to say naked.
Yeah, I've nakedly thrown a bottle of Jack Daniels at a tornado. But you know when you start to tell stories of the past to, like, the new girlfriend?
Yeah.
I like doing that all the time, but then, you know, this one seems to make her a little uncomfortable, but because I guess it has to do with Joe.
I guess it's just also... Well, that slash...
And he's naked?
No, but even he says, evil Bill, and I killed him. It's just showing...
That's the old Bill.
Yeah, a level... Yeah, exactly. She wants the weatherman...
Yeah, the... Squeaky clean. Probably they live in like a city.
Yeah. Oklahoma City.
Tulsa, who knows? See, this is where we need help. This is why Jamie Gertz might be the hero of the film, actually.
The Fujita scale. The Fuji Apple scale.
Good one, good one.
Thank you. Quietness.
Yeah, and everyone's like, are you fucking kidding me? You brought that up?
She's not even at the table, you know, like...
But, so, if Kyle, if I said, you know, version one is this, version two is this, version three is this, version four is this, what's your next question?
Oh, is that the last version?
Yeah, is there a version five? Yeah. What the audacity of that question? She's like, did you try to get better for... I don't know, get better, but like...
She's not wearing a belt with those khakis. I would think in a active environment, a belt would be good.
Do we ever find out how or why they ended things?
No.
Probably just fighting.
Yeah, I mean,
I wish we knew, because that would make...
That actually is a bit more... Yeah, but, I mean, you wouldn't be able to make it, like... Because for your two lead characters, you can't have, number one, like, either of them cheat. Because if you make him a cheater, then, are you going to make him that he cheated on with, like, the woman he's engaged with now? Or is it someone different, or...
This is something we've talked about... Wait... Anytime Hoffman talks, we stop.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, you in the past, on air and off air, have been very upset, like, of later cheating revelations of characters.
Yes.
Apollo Creed being a big one.
That's the only one I can think of.
No, there was another one that you were like, I didn't want that to be the case because that means he would cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
You're a guy, fidelity means a lot to you.
Well, it does, especially for, like, heroic characters. I don't know. Sweet, sweet.
I think he's innocent. Like, I don't think Dusty's trying to get with her.
No, but he's just a ball of fun. And...
The dog. It's a golden. No, but I think he knows he's making her a little bit. Like, I don't want to say uncomfortable, because I don't think she's uncomfortable, like, this guy's scaring me, but, like...
I never noticed it, but the side of the barn burner says a college.
Does it? I thought it was, just from a school district he bought it from.
No, I hope we get another side. Like, they almost looked like it said Nebraska first, and then... I definitely saw the, like...
We'll see it again.
Wakita.
Wakita is the town that they destroyed in the movie.
That's just crazy. A whole town was going to be demolished.
I don't know. It might be a block. Like, I don't know about a whole town.
I think a block. I think that's...
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Look at that shot. That was coming in hot.
Yeah, these are great shots. I think, again, today we would shoot this in with helicopters. But there was, like, a period of maybe, like, 15 years that it would even CGI a shot like that, which is stupid.
Yeah, that's true. Listen to the music that's going on right now.
Great. Rock on.
It's such like early, mid-90s.
You might as well just say 90s. The early, mid-90s.
Like the early,
it's very early, mid to late 90s.
Such an ass.
look how he's like putting... Like,
yeah.
Come on. They hit these points.
Oh, she even has, like, and she's smirking.
Yeah, no, I know. We know what's going on here. We know what's going on.
I love Helen Hunt. Yeah, I thought, like, because they ride together, so I thought it was...
Yeah, that's true. They could just be friends.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Oh, no, I looked up everyone's names. I was going to say, let me see if they had the same last name. She wasn't given a last name.
This song, yeah.
Isn't it at the end, too?
Is it? It might be.
There is some kind of, like, rockin' song, I think, at the end. Maybe. Or I think, yeah. And I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, diegetic or non-diegetic, meaning, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because we heard the Barn Burners music before playing. And then
yeah, and I think it's kind of playing through the radios right now, but they're also using the radios to speak, but that's a different channel. Maybe
they have multiple channels, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's, like, the car radio and then the...
I feel like I would be...
You're just ruining people's crops right now.
for science.
Whoa!
I love how that's the effect that got us. If you're Dusty in this film, I'm definitely Rabbit.
Yeah, that's fair.
I enjoy maps.
You do. I always forget, what's the study of maps?
Cartography.
I always want to say topography.
Topography is kind of. It's a study of, like, geographical features.
Yeah, but the map specifically are cartography.
There are topographic maps.
Yeah. Yes. And isn't it, like, Wes Anderson's brother does all, like,
he does the maps.
Yeah.
For the films, which are great. He's not guessing. He knows. He has tornado blood in him.
He does. Yeah, he was forged. His parents fucked in a tornado, and...
Son of bitch. The bitch is a tornado. That he's the son of the tornado.
Yeah, whoa.
Though he's usually calling other characters son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Great line. Great line, Alan.
Must have been so cool to work on those old maps, but pretty shitty, right?
Yes.
You scared?
The dogs are
a little scared
on edge of the tornado.
Dogs and, like, animals can tell the weather before we can.
Yeah, we should just throw them into the storm, is what you're saying, right?
No. But, like, they're more... I know from, like, having dogs and working with dogs that they're more in tune to, like, barometric pressure than we are.
Birds.
And, oh, birds for sure. And that's why they're implying, that's what they're implying about Bill Paxton. They said it earlier that, like, he's a human barometer.
Oh, so again, he's a son of a bitch.
Yeah. My mother was a collie. She worked out here in Oklahoma.
Lassie! I shouldn't whistle around dogs. So how many we've had... This is going to be our third... Not including...
I was going to say...
There's
the first tornado.
Yeah.
Then that other tornado split into, like, three at one point. So are you counting them as a separate... Or you want to count incidents?
No, action scenes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just tornadoes. Well, it's an action scene. There was a fight scene before. Is that an action scene?
No, but like action set pieces.
Incidents, yeah. Tornado incidents.
Yeah, so I mean, okay, so again, you have the one in the beginning with the family.
This is our third, with our team,
we get the first one with the Jeep. We get the second one that it's...
Which happens, like, right after.
Yeah, we get cow slash sister tornadoes.
So this
and then
is
this
three.
Is this is, like, the hailstorm, and this is when, like... Kind of like all is lost, right? Because they...
Is this all happening in one day, or did they stay at... No, I think this is all one day, right? Which is the craziest day ever.
Yeah. That should just be the name of the movie. The craziest day ever. Yeah, get out that small window, Bill.
Well, because the only time we've seen nighttime in the film, I think, is at the drive-thru. Yeah, it does say... No, it says county, I think it says.
No, but...
Yeah, C-O, and then it says county, I think. Something county.
College?
You saw college?
Yeah.
Distinctly written on it?
Like, at the... as the last word, yeah.
I thought that last word was county.
Oh. Oh, awesome. I don't know if I ever caught that Star Wars reference.
That's from Star Wars? I'm kidding. Yeah. I never caught that. Because I don't really pay attention to that.
Because it's such like a... He's like a... You know... Nothing character.
I mean, and
I know we're biased, but let's be honest. Like, the breakout character is Dusty.
Yes.
He's by far the most entertaining of the group, and that includes Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt.
I love that he's the videographer.
They're in the bear. He's one of them, because there's another guy with a Opham has a camera, too.
Yeah. That's a little interaction that I do not remember whatsoever.
I do not recall that happening.
Yeah. And she's the craziest one of them all. Like, where, again, like, Dusty has, like, welding goggles. Yeah, the other guy with the, like, it's not a moon, it's a space station line, he had goggles on. Like, I don't know, wear, like, a fucking helmet. Like, if you're going to be out in the elements with shit flying by.
Yeah, his eyes would be torn to shreds. Yeah. There's a recent spike of tornadoes in the news.
Yeah, ooh. She should have said to him, like, slam it on the brakes.
Do you think, honestly, it's in poor taste to make films like this? That, like, actually disasters that kill people? And, like, make them fun?
I mean, like, now people are going to be, like, I mean, definitely not in the 90s where people are going to be, like, offended in that same kind of way that people might be now. But just in general, like, is it, like, a ethical question?
I mean, look, Titanic, you know? Disaster movies...
Yeah, sometimes I think it's, like, worse to, like, profit from an actual event, like, and you're making money.
That's a good
point. Like, any... Let's go... I'll go, like, one of the worst things in existence, you know, the Holocaust... Any movie about the Holocaust that then that profited money and didn't give that money towards, like, I don't know, maybe some sort of relief or whatever.
But
I don't know.
That's only, like, seeing movies as a business, right? Not Twister, but, like, Schindler's List also serves as, like, a memorial and a reminder.
Like, that's what it says on the side.
Okay. Muskogee State College.
Muskogee
so it's
State
like, so it's
College,
like a,
Oklahoma.
I doubt he went there, but you never know. Look. The Cone of Silence. I love that.
But it's coming back. How do, like... again, since they're, like, a team, wouldn't you think, like, I know someone's still gonna be, like, the, like... most expert, but wouldn't you think, like, all of that knowledge would have been passed on to the other team members by then?
What, the Cone of Silence?
No, like, it's back, like, I know they're closer, but, like, obviously seeing something high up in the air, like, you'd be able to see it changing in a way, so the fact that it's back, they say then it's, like, back building. I would just think that, like, the fact that she can see that.
Being the only one who knows that, I think he's just acknowledging that it happened, you know? I think they're a little preoccupied.
And this is, yeah. It's over. Wait, so again, why can't you just have, like, the ball... I mean, I see them rolling right now, so maybe the wind pushes them. I was going to say, why can't you just have them on the ground and it gets picked up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think they need to get more aerodynamic.
Or, like, couldn't you have, like, some kind of, like, cannon that just shoots it towards the Twister? Now the plot would be, like, drones flying into it or something.
Yeah. Forget the death of her father? Whoa. Aggressive move.
Okay. To answer, this is why they broke up.
What?
He just can't get over how obsessive she is.
That's dick. I'm sorry he died, but it was a long time
ago.
What? I mean, what a moment to have this conversation as well.
Yeah. Poor Dusty.
Dusty feels it for her. You see his reactions? Yeah. I mean, poor Jamie Gertz. So, Kyle, I know you're not a big basketball fan.
No.
But instead... no, this is related.
No.
Instead of in NFL, the worst team gets the first pick, what they do in basketball is the teams that didn't make the playoffs, they stack your odds and they have a lottery.
Yeah, and then they have a lottery, yeah. I saw the whole thing with the Knicks and everything, yeah.
And the Atlanta Hawks... So you send a representative every year to the lottery show, and like they're the one who they wait for the pick to come in, you know, like the owner might send his son, or he might send like a promising player,
yeah,
or a legendary player.
I mean, like, even at the NFL draft, the people that read it, like, or
yeah, it's akin to that, yeah, a little, yeah, bit, but like, oh, ooh, great, great. So the Atlanta Hawks almost every year send Jamie Gertz.
Wow.
Because, like, she's like, somehow related to the owner, or...
Yeah, oh, yeah, either you've told me... I've definitely heard specific information on her before.
And I'm always like, what?
Because I wanted to see... Oh, she's in The Lost Boys, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's great.
I forgot about
What's
that,
her show, though?
The one I'm thinking of is... Is it this one? Still Standing.
Oh, that's a more modern show.
With Baratheon.
Yeah, I was thinking she was in a show before that, but I guess I was wrong.
Ally McBeal.
One of your favorites.
She was in two seasons. Yeah, Dancing Baby.
Pepsi, we got another Pepsi.
More Pepsi.
Sign.
I was gonna see what her Jamie Gertz. Yeah, she's married to somebody, I think.
Way to make it awkward.
Isn't she married to a race car driver or something?
No, that's like Ashley Judd. Or
yeah, but then she's married to some...
She's somehow related to the Atlanta Hawks basketball franchise.
Okay. Oh, she's part owner.
Oh, okay.
Good for her.
Yes, like, shame
on us.
I
mean, I know some people can just, like, own, like, a small percent. And...
But shame on us for assuming she just, like, got married into... something that the fact that she's actually a part owner is a different story, you know.
Yeah,
good for her, and again, shame on us. Does it say who is she married to, though? Not that should define her.
Anthony Ressler is an American businessman.
Does he own the team too?
They're both owners.
Oh, okay, so
they purchased the team on June 24th, 2015 for an estimated $730 million to $850 million.
So I take that back a little bit. They both own the team, but she's married to a very rich man. Because there's no way she gained all that money
from this. Unless she made like the wisest investments after the first couple of like acting paychecks, yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, she's an owner, but she's like the owner's wife / an actress, so like a good face to have out there. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I mean, still impressive, but yet again, men win. I'm sorry. It's totally not true.
No, but like, if they got divorced, theoretically, she would still, unless there's like a prenup, she would still probably own half that team, or they would have to do some kind of settlement.
Something that I'm trying to change in this world. Once at a time.
Man's rights, Kyle.
Man's rights.
That is not
true. No, not at all. I was watching the Parks and Rec episode where it's like where Leslie doesn't do like the pie
thing,
and there's the guys, and it's, I'm totally blanking on his name. He's a really funny comedian. Chris Gethard.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I love him. Look at this ring. Look at that rock.
She's questioning things.
Shouldn't she? And look, he's still spending time.
Those are kind of the cups we had growing up.
The design's a little different.
Uh-oh. He knows.
This is a similar feel to, like, Jaws.
I was going to say... Oh, wait. What reminded me before about Jaws? There was something that... when he said, it's not coming just after you, like the tornado is like the rogue shark, you know?
Yeah, and it feels like the storms here, it's not the same tornado, but the tornadoes have like a vendetta against, like it make the
you
tornadoes
gotta,
make
you
it personal.
Finish her off. Yeah. Imagine she said before that that's why we didn't meet the mom. It's like, first my dad, then my mom. Yeah. Or like, I think it's like Jaws 4, The Revenge. It's just like, he ended up having Brody ended up dying of like a heart attack because of like stress of just like the shark.
Absolutely, I don't know. Like you see Jack Nicholson in the corner.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden the tornado's like right behind the screen.
And this is actually based on a real thing, a real incident that happened at a drive-thru once.
See, I read that that was a, what are those called? An urban legend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I think it was, okay, so at least, I think either it was based off the urban legend that happened. Okay. Or something like that.
And this is the...
Oh, no, Kyle, what you're thinking of is that there was an urban legend that a film, a drive-in that was screening Twister got struck by a tornado. That was
okay.
After. But I believe it's based on something that actually happened, like, in the 60s or 70s.
Gotcha. Or it's like, right, how they not hear it, feel it, like...
That's the thing about tornadoes, Kyle. They can just come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Then this is, now we're in the ride at Universal. This is, like, yeah. Where...
Did you see how long it take to shoot this movie?
Because
it feels like it wouldn't take that long. Oh, what an image.
Yeah.
Like, especially that scene.
Yeah. It's kind of a cool choice.
I'm assuming you hadn't, but had you seen The Shining the first time you saw this film?
No.
Right, like, I didn't know what that movie was, or care.
I guess I didn't, and just then through the years, like, I'm, like, retelling myself that I did know. I know I definitely didn't see it, but it's such an iconic image of, like, his... But, I mean, we don't even... I think it... Does it cut back again? I guess not. For some reason, I thought we saw... Yeah, exactly. I thought we saw the face through the wood thing. Oh,
maybe,
we did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But even, like, I knew that scene before I knew it was from The Shining.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Where's the rest of the theater?
I think in, like, the basement of the snack shacks and everything? I don't know.
Don't you think after this exhausting day of tornado chasing that you just probably want to go to bed, not go see a movie?
And also, like, maybe a relaxing movie?
The Shining. Well, like, what, 8 near-death experiences so far for, like, all of them?
Oh, this scene always scared me so much as a kid. I totally thought, like, his, like, head got, like, sliced, like, that it was gonna, like, fall off.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, though, that would hurt more than it should.
Yeah.
Not like, whoa.
Well, just the pressure of, like, being hit by it.
If I, from that distance, threw that at your forehead, it would hurt more than...
It would have been knocked back much further than, like... than, like, yeah. Unless, like, the wind trajectory just ever so slightly made it graze your head.
But it didn't look like that, or,
no.
Like...
No. It's... Yeah. Oh, shit.
That was a Ford.
That was a Ford, but it got destroyed, so Dodge is happy with it. It was found on roadside dead.
It really might have been, like, the cars that you drive, or, like, that the leads drive have to be that.
Yeah. Oh, that's the sign that then this is, like, happens in the ride. Or the experience, sorry.
No, it is Cult of the Ride, so... Wow. Just like the absolute...
Judy Garland.
Wow. Like, the jump to that, too. But you know, even as a kid, you know. Something's gonna happen.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like...
It's so eerie. So what? Judy Garland, obviously a shout out to the Wizard of Oz.
Which there are a
the
bunch
Wizard
of
Oz,
like,
but,
like it's called
well, it's Dorothy.
Dorothy
yeah.
There's like the Toto dog in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, poor. And that's also disaster. Like Independence Day, I think they have a golden retriever. Boomer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boomer.
The dog always survives, though.
Except for Jaws.
Except for Jaws, but we didn't like.
And the Lost World, Jurassic Park.
True. Again, there's a lost art to this, and I know a lot of people shit on this film.
Oh, there's a better shot of the Muskogee State yeah. College.
And a lot of people hate this film. But, like you said, it's so simple.
Yeah.
That it's just fun. We are paying attention to it more than probably we have ever paid attention to it.
Well, comes with the territory.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, that's...
Oh, he delivers the news. So, they're... Wait, are they... They're in Oklahoma? Or are they in Nebraska?
No, they're not in Nebraska, I know that. I believe okay. they're in Oklahoma.
So, no, but it just looked like Wichita was towards, like, the north of the state.
So it would be Kansas.
So they are in Kansas.
No, no, well, I'm saying if Wichita's to the north of the state...
It goes Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Because the... Yeah. Yeah. From north to south.
You see, though, like, he's for comic relief, and he's able to deliver that serious line. And look at his face. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't he look worried? He's so good.
Should have won an Academy Award.
No, no, but he's so good. Even showing, like, promise and
yeah,
because
he loves,
because
we even saw, like, his little relationship with Meg and just every, and he cares about this, like, makeshift family. And because we don't get too much more from him throughout, like, the rest of the film, you know?
I don't think so.
Yeah. How she get, doesn't? How she get back?
I'm not sure. I guess we'll see. I think this is a question we had last time.
Aww. We both know that. Oh.
Well, then why did you get engaged?
Yeah.
Way to rub it in. Wolf. At least Bill Paxton looks a little upset, you know?
Yeah, well, I think... You know, I mean... I'm not going to ask you this question verbatim, but plenty of people obviously have thoughts of, you know, like, oh, what life would have been like with that person.
Of course.
And I could see myself, like, it would be a different life, but I would like that life just as much. Or you know, whatever. Point being, like...
No, I'm not criticizing. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. No, it's good. I mean, the actors, in the end of the day, they're talented actors. And maybe the dialogue was a bit too, you know, campy or too...
Don't worry about me. I know my way home. That's what she says. And somehow she gets home.
Yeah.
Somehow. It's too late.
Population 500.
They took her truck.
85.
And she
oh,
just,
his truck.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The way that's
the way
how
she
got there.
She, yeah.
And she knows her way home from the middle of nowhere.
And then she meets this
in
businessman and ends up buying the Falcons. The Hawks.
The Hawks,
Hawks,
yeah.
Hawks, Hawks. Atlanta likes their birds.
Falcons, Hawks, Braves. So no. But they used to have the Thrashers and that's a bird.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, and as a kid that was lied to by his mother, I got very excited at that moment. I was like, wait, the dad's there?
It looks just like him, on purpose, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course. Just
one of those, like, hit us in the head. But that dad survived, asshole.
Oh, God.
I mean, did she not expect it to happen, to seeing the rest of the town?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of the few houses that actually is still kind of standing. Everything else was just flattened. This is a really cool practical set, you know.
Yes.
Of
and
like
that,
the.
I know the tornadoes are CGI, but it's mostly practical effects here.
Yeah, exactly. Like even like, was it the first? I think it's the, I don't know, whatever tornado we saw, one of the earlier tornadoes we saw had an explosion in it. Like, that is, like, a practical effect explosion that then they, like,
yeah, they you know, put it, it which yeah. It looked okay.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, it looks, like, a little silly to today's, like, standards. Not nearly as bad. Like, the worst CGI was obviously, like, the satellite and the planet.
Yeah. Unnecessary, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they have a satellite? Oh, okay.
But at the same time, there were movies like Contact Out and obviously like Independence Day and...
It just budget things. Are you going to spend on that satellite scene?
That's true, yeah. You know, you have a lot of dragons, you can't show your direwolf as much you know, as you can. Yeah. Aw, I'm so happy. Doesn't like Dusty run like right out? Like,
whew. Like, imagine the mile, like, the gas mileage that Barn Burner gets.
Oh, it's horrible. Terrible. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, as a non-sponsored organization, get some more fuel-efficient vehicles.
That scared me a lot, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, that, as a kid, that's a realistic thing, the TV falling, like, those big TVs. What a cheap way to raise the stakes with an animal.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps right now. I hate it. Dusty running in.
I would say, like, Alan Ruck's the more established actor, but they're giving Dusty this stuff, which is great.
I would be, you know, if I was a betting man, I would say the director really saw something in him.
It's crazy because, like, typically... I like to think about, like, if Joe were to leave and Bill Paxton were to leave, who would be the leader of the team? Dusty's right up there with, like, he, when the shit hits the fan, he's the comedy guy, but when the shit hits the fan, he's, yeah, like, yeah, leading them in what to do and what to, you know.
Mose. Short for Moses, maybe?
Moses. Mosby. Who knows? Mose was Dwight's brother in The Office. Oh, Dwight's cousin.
Cousin, yeah. Yeah, of course. It's already nighttime. Like, I don't know. It's
keep
like,
him for the next 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh, poor dog. It's just like, think of like what like is going through that dog's mind. Like, acting in a crumbling set and like...
Yeah, I mean, poor guy, actually. Oof.
Oh.
What? This is the craziest stretch of tornadoes, like, ever.
I love that now, like, Mose is with Dusty.
They had to, you know... That makes a lot of sense, because... I think we mentioned this before, but he also gets the dog in 25th Hour.
Oh, yeah. Again, like, it's just like someone, like, taking over the team, or trusting him with your dog, or... This has a quality. That's a... I understand, like, Helen Hunt feels bad, or, you know... her character feels bad, but she's looking at Meg's arm and goes, oh, look at this. It's like, she's very lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah, that, you have to, like, you know... I guess she's remembering her...
Yeah, of course.
Her own past.
Oh. Didn't have any warning.
They should invent one. That's what they're doing.
So again, he's... He's always getting these lines. He's going to Billy's...
I didn't even realize that, honestly.
You're the chosen one.
Have you seen the Meg in anything else?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, oh, I should really look up what... Yeah, I have. Not that I can state it off the top of my head, but, oh, she was in Lady Bird. She was in Minority Report. Oh, she's in The Nice Guys, one of my,
She is?
Yeah, she's the aunt, again, an aunt, of the, porn star that gets killed.
You're right,
Misty Mountains.
She is. Misty Moans?
Misty Mountains.
Oh, Misty Mountains.
She had big boobs.
Yes.
And they were misty.
She figured out how to make Dorothy fly.
With Pepsi.
See, you thought that we weren't going to get any more dusty scenes, but we were getting some powerful ones.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to make Dorothy fly, and now they get the idea to put wings on it. If I said, Kyle, how do you make that fly? Isn't that the first thing you think of?
Well... yes.
We're gone. Does he ever have long hair like that again? It's kind
long
of long in
hair
Mission
like
Impossible.
That again.
It's kind of longer, right? No.
No.
What am I thinking of?
Maybe in. Let me go to Phil's IMDb. This is Dave.
Preacher.
Yeah, well, it's like his nickname.
It's Preacher?
Or like, Reverend.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
He's got the dog now.
See, Pepsi, it's a choice of new generation.
You had to drink a lot of Pepsi to get that. I wonder if they got, like, they won a fighter jet with their Pepsi points by drinking all that Pepsi.
Let's see. What movies? Oh, Moneyball, he has long hair?
True.
It's kidding. No. Oh, Jack Goes Boning, he has, like, dreadlocks.
True.
That's probably true. Extensions.
That is true, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Capote.
No, at one point, like, in those pictures... Well, when he won for Capote, isn't it... Or what... There's that famous Oscar picture that he's, like, wearing the beanie and the long
hair. Yeah,
but
that's when he was filming Doubt. Did he have long hair in Doubt?
No. Pirate Radio, he didn't. He had facial hair, but not that. Synecdoche, New York, he kind of had it. I'm very proud of myself that I said that in one
hit. Wow, they did that really fast. That seems like a project that would take days. Putting those wings on the thing?
Yeah. It'd be good for them if they have four of these machines. Be careful, alright?
Fry.
Ooh, telling come on, let's go to everybody. He is in charge.
Weird.
He's the... It's so casual right now. They're just driving down the road and a huge tornado. It's just like right in front of them.
Because it's a green screen, Kyle.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Like, look how, like, ridiculously...
It's huge.
Oh, yeah, okay. So then they put the one on the road, and then they realize not only does it need wings, but it needs to be really weighed down.
So, and, like, in there.
So what's the heaviest bird that can fly? Probably a turkey. Maybe some kind of vulture.
No, there's, like, let's see.
Not like emus, and obviously that stuff can't.
Heaviest bird that can fly.
You're welcome, people. This is...
The Cory Bustard. A bird in Africa. 18 kilograms.
Sorry, I live in America. I don't know what kilograms are. Why do you think they... Why do they have sirens on that machine? Like, is anyone going to be driving by while it's that close to a tornado and be like, oh, whoa.
I guess if it falls out of the tornado and someone's, like, standing around...
That was like the same tree they made just fall again past it. That's funny. But again, why wouldn't they work right now if does it go over?
I think we're asking too many questions that you don't
They love logs just flying and disrupting their
Son of a bitch.
That's burning some rubber right there. The tank, F6. The tanker.
I could have sworn this is how it was in the Twister ride. Like a tanker and then you got a lot of fire.
Yeah, well, there was a fire element too. That's why I was
thinking. Maybe there is another room.
I think there's another room.
Because I remember, like, the tank, and it looks like it's going to hit you.
Yeah, it's got, like, Bill Paxton's intro, and I think you're brought through, like, a couple of scenes of the movie.
And then the lady throws the diamond in the end. And the
Yeah. That was very convenient. Woo! How's that getting picked up like that, and they're not?
That was when I was reading about it, that's what someone said. Like, it seems like they're living in a different earth than the other objects around them are.
And then, like, the tires don't explode right now from driving through shards of metal and fire.
And the temperature inside the car would get so hot. But it's Dodge, so. See, son of a bitch!
No, that's Chevy. No more.
Dodge. The voice of Dodge used to be Edward Herrmann. The dad in Gilmore Girl? Or the granddad? Yeah, no shit, they all saw it.
They should have sacrificed themselves. There should have been like a Rogue One. Like...
a mile wide. And it always boggles my mind, watching this as an adult, that they're so competitive with each other. And I get, there are very competitive races or whatever in the scientific community.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they're trying to, like, save lives here. So you can't be mad if the other team gets it, necessarily.
True.
I guess it's just bittersweet would be the way to describe it if the other team wins.
Yeah, in the end of the day, like, you're out for, like, people to be saved, so whoever, you know, does that first is, you know, still it's good that it exists, that it happens. Yeah, there should be, they don't have as...
But it's just human, you know, just to be competitive with these things.
Yeah.
And he, like, tells him.
So. Oh.
Actually, I like the line. When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
That is a good line.
I don't know if you heard, but the base is a mile wide. They've let us know, like, 3 times already.
It's very interesting.
And miles is not in the metric system, so you should know that.
It is, yeah. I just forget how many feet are in a mile, though. Isn't it like 5,000 something or other? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I hate this part.
What do you hate about it? I forgot.
Because even
that.
It's like technically, I guess Jonas experiences the worst part. Like he sees his like colleague friend die, and then he gets sucked up into it and is like experience all this hell right now. And then,
oh, they're all
versus
in the barn
that
burner?
Guy. Versus, yeah, they're all in the barn burner. Yeah, they're
that's your boss.
Yeah. Ugh.
Sorry. I don't mean to laugh at the death, but his outburst spill packs there, like, every time it gets me.
It's true. They tried, and there's nothing they could do. Ooh, even, like, dialogue from him still.
He's a, like, people always say, oh, he's got this little role in Twister. It's pretty significant.
Yeah, this is 1996, this movie?
He speaks more than Carrie Hughes.
He speaks more than Boogie Nights.
No, I know, yeah. But
I'm just saying, you know, like...
Yeah, Boogie Nights is like a different kind of film, obviously. No, but you're right. He's more featured in this than Boogie Nights.
I think that's why it's, you know, he's more present than we, like, than we remember, than we recognize. But he also is, you know, funny. So I think
and this, serious.
And serious. It's this was a blockbuster movie. I think this is a big reason why this is a movie where oh, driving through the house.
This was so cool.
When you think we're going in.
Like, oh my god, a house. That would never... I need to stop thinking of, like, what's realistic about this.
I mean, they did it. It's real. It happened.
Yeah, you hit a support beam and...
But, yeah,
that so... windshield glass, still.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so really, impressed. Yeah, very.
The hero.
It's like
it's
the
cracked a little.
You know, it's like the taxi that they drive at the end of the American Godzilla '98 Godzilla.
Oh yeah. another film we'll cover here on PS. I Love Hoffman.
No, on our disaster podcast.
Oh, disaster podcast. The monster disasters count because then we got a lot of monster movies to do.
I mean, there's like, you know, ones that definitely show more like disaster than others.
Not the one with like Godzilla's son talking.
Yeah. But what I was, going to finish saying before was, I think that's why this is a movie that people, like, when we would ask on P.S. I Love Hoffman, what was the first film, like, you remember seeing him in? It's Twister. Because, I mean, while we were at, a lot of our guests were similar to our age, and so, like, good time to see this movie, still, it's just a great role for him, you know, and getting, I think, some notice, obviously, from just viewers, but I think studios, too.
Absolutely.
And this is the whole thing. I know they want to see it happen, but when I jump out of that, I'm not standing and watching. I'm running.
I'm either running or, like, if I see it's going the other way, like, ducking into a ball. Yeah, I this is what I do. I turn and check the direction.
Yeah.
Then well, if it's coming towards me, I'm running, obviously.
Yeah, but they like they think it's still going that other direction, but then it does change towards them.
Fair.
But all I'm saying, ooh, look at them. They're like lightning bugs.
Yeah, fireflies.
And they jingled like Christmas bells. Sleigh bells.
Yeah, now, you know, that's an expensive truck you just lost, buddy. Ooh. Let's kiss. Look, what they just proved, that a tornado goes in a circle.
Yeah, counterclockwise. That's what they just need to figure out. It goes counterclockwise versus clockwise. There, like... What are all these things? Like, why does she know that? I mean, because she wasn't looking at the screen. I could be corrected, like, oh, they just, like, learned all this information. But it's just, like, then she has that information versus earlier, like, they would then say that to, like, the group. Oh, no!
Well, they start running, to be fair.
Too bad this isn't a field of bamboo, because bamboo is so strong.
Is that a Rush Hour reference?
It is a Rush Hour reference. I feel like we're obligated every once in a while to make a Rush Hour reference on this
Rush
show.
Rush Hour 2, most specifically.
Yes.
Which most of them are a Rush Hour 2 reference. Was there a Rush Hour 4?
They're making one.
They're making one, okay. Oh, poor horse.
Yeah. Well, we see that they get to run away. And again, at that time, jump over the fence. Like, I don't know. Like, don't run around the rickety wooden fence. Or hop on a horse.
First time I saw this movie, that's what I thought they were going to do. Like, you see, there's two horses and two of them running.
Yeah.
And I guess it's symbolic. But.
Makes me think of Adaptation. It's like man versus nature, man versus horse.
Yeah, get in the wooden structure.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jeez.
And then I remember this now, like, it's like a room of knives.
Yeah, well, I love his line. That was her line.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh my god, who are these people?
Yeah, they stumbled on a murderer's lair.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. Isn't it allusion to something like that? Like, why make that choice?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Like, they can't stay in the barn. Give them a reason. The tornado's coming. No, more.
More.
There's all these, like, sharp objects around, like knives.
Sickles.
Yeah, sickles.
And then even, like, this... Yeah, even then, like, this machine comes at them right now, and they have to dive down. I always love the, a good dive in a movie when they have to imagine what's chasing them, like, whew.
Sunflower is beautiful.
Yeah, sunflower is very, yeah.
Whoa.
That thing, yeah. And again, we're getting to the most improbable, like, part where...
Whoa.
We just saw, you know, like, before they even went into that barn of death weapons, like, metal, I don't know exactly what those things were, but are flying around. Oh, good, the same lock you had on the door that your dad was sucked out of.
And how does that even help? Because they're not underground this time.
I guess they're just... If it doesn't truly go, like, too close to that to destroy it, still there could be some, like, debris that would fly through the door.
I know, though, that in a tornado situation, closing all the windows and doors is the worst thing you can do. Because that makes it easier to blow over.
Whereas,
theoretically, if more things are open, it goes through.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think still the sheer force, like, would just then overfactor that.
Well, for this particular tornado, yes, but theoretically...
Okay. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, but this, like... Okay, so none of that wood is, like, you know...
Hitting
none of the metal spikes, the sickles.
And they're looking, right? Like, don't they have their eyes
just
open?
The sheer... I would think the sheer amount of force that's... The wind, like, could, like, being pummeled by that amount of force would destroy, like, internal organs. I don't know.
But there's no wind that doesn't have things in it, you know? So anything of that force, an object that's Ooh. This small is gonna, like...
Ooh.
That's what it really looks like inside a tornado.
I know, like, obviously, like, hurricanes, like, the eye of the storm. Is it the eye of the tornado? Or is it the funnel of the tornado? Like...
I think it's the eye. Yeah, you can't have your eyes open here.
Yeah, it's... it's like, What was it called when a sun is blocked out by the moon?
Eclipse.
Eclipse. It's like Trump looking up at the eclipse. Without the sunglasses on. John Deere. And again... Because I was lied to. I'm like, oh my god, it was all a dream.
But is that the same person we... No, from the middle one.
No, but from a child.
No, I'm saying, is that the same
even the
family
mom.
We saw? No, it's different.
No.
Because always like a blonde little girl and a dad.
Yeah, a dad with a hat on. See, at least they had like a good bunker with a metal door and it's like...
I know they survived, but that still sucks.
I mean, their house is intact.
But this is their livelihood.
Yeah. And her strap's even broken. Like, I think a French director was like, you know, this is the moment where the sexual tension is too strong. They have to kiss. It's like, let's get them wet. Yeah, see?
Yeah. You're right. I think they kept the house intact, like you're saying, so that people actually weren't like, they're like celebrating and making out when like this farmer like lost everything.
Yeah. That's a good point. Ooh, she said you have to start analysis on all that data, and the subtitle said you have to start analyzing all this data.
Mm.
What a
correct it.
Yeah.
You run the lab. Women, am I right? Such a guy movie. Guy movie.
It would be funny if the farmer just comes up, get off my property.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dusty celebrating. And the dog.
And the dog. What a, like a shot that doesn't really occur in movies anymore to finish the movie, you know, like the...
Yeah, you're right.
Kind of wide, and the theme comes in.
Yeah, the wide pan out.
Jean Depont.
Yeah, you're right.
Michael Crichton, and that's his wife.
Oh, okay. And yeah. Marie Martin. I didn't know.
They were paid $2
million. Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah. Now the president of Lucasfilm. Steven Spielberg. So it definitely had, you know, like, I mean, we live, this movie is a post-Jurassic Park world.
Yeah. Bonnie Hunt's sister. Bill Pullman's brother.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Jamie Gertz. It's Carrie Ells.
Oh, wow.
What?
PSH doesn't get in there, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, I knew that, though.
Look at the... I actually appreciate that we see, like, the line of the tornado.
Yeah, I wonder, like, is that CGI, or did they
Yeah, it had to have been. All right, well, that was Twister.
Yeah.
That was fun. Oh, I look in the... Like, kind of like a Spanish guitar in a way.
But, you know, we can't talk about it next time until we... There we go. There we go.
Alan Ruck, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
There we go, Hoffman. All right, Kyle, so why don't you tell the Hoffans what they have?
Nasty guitar solo, that's what.
Jake Busey, do you think is related to Gary Busey?
Yeah, no, Jake Busey is Gary Busey's son.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who is he in this film?
Might have been on the team, and we really didn't, like, the evil team, and we didn't
realize. Yeah, but who's Jake Busey? Like, how do you know him?
Oh, he's in, like, Starship Troopers, and...
You're right, yeah.
He's got the Clydesdale teeth like his dad.
Yeah. I'm not saying yeah to that. No, now I know who he is. Now I know who he is, yeah. So...
But yeah, besides nasty guitar solos that you can always vote for...
What films should the Hoff fans vote for next week?
Well,
Next week. Well, yes, technically, but next month.
For the month of July.
July 1st.
You know, we're patriotic by recording this episode on Memorial Day, and then we're thinking the next episode, this is, you know, for June, and so then the next episode will be for July, a patriotic month, and so we decided to go with kind of two, we're calling them patriotic films. One of the characters is in the Navy in the film. But anyway, the two movies that you can vote for, that we will review one of them in the month of July, are The Master and Charlie Wilson's War. That's a good bout right there.
This is going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
We hear you loud and clear, Hoff fans. Some of you have asked for more of the meaty movies, and we don't always want to do those, because sometimes we just want to have fun and watch
We've
a silly
We've had some
one.
Great shows. We started out with Boogie Nights.
Don't criticize the Hoff fans.
And then we did Punch Drunk Love.
I think people just really want The Master or Capote, and you love The Master, so.
I love The Master, but I do also love, I mean, he gets to say, you know, he gets to curse off John Slattery and Charlie Wilson's
War. Both good films, both to look forward to. So remember, guys, you can vote for those on Twitter.
Facebook.
And
write in the comments on Instagram.
Yes, in the comment section of Instagram, because they don't really have a polling section. Just write in the comments. And we tally them all up, and we announce it on the 15th of every month, so we can gear up and get ready, and then eventually watch whatever it may be, whether it's Charlie Wilson's War or Twister. So Kyle, of course, you know, you're the Foodie Films man. And very, very quickly, what's up with Foodie Films? Anything cool?
Foodie Films. Well, we kind of did our first episode, which you guested on, of, I want to do, how we do the in-between episodes for this, little catch-ups that we do, you know, mid-month. I wanted to start doing that for Foodie Films since I release the podcast episodes every other week, and, you know, and so those in-between weeks I was doing videos, but I've done at least one of these episodes so far, and I want just people to come on. We're going to talk any new food or new restaurants you've been to, maybe a new movie you've seen, and just kind of just like what's going on with, you know, your life in the world of food and film. So thanks for being on that episode. That was a fun one to
talk
about.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So yeah, so that's besides that, you know, just... Looking forward to summer barbecues and maybe we'll do a barbecue video. You know, did my little one on Austin, but maybe I'll do one that like I have a guest and we'll cook some barbecue together. Maybe
there's a great barbecue story that I tell on the mid month episode that has to do with you. So you guys want to chat that one up? I mean, chat it up. Well, yeah, I'd wish you guys could chat it up, but listen to it and then tell Kyle what you think. And of course, I also host High School Slumber Party, tons of high school films we've been doing. We just had our, this month we'll have our graduation, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, not graduation, how can I put it? It's not really graduation, it's... So I do superlatives.
Okay.
So people will pick their favorites of this, year? But not calendar year, the freshman
year.
Year. Yeah, but it's not graduation because we're continuing.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
And Kyle, you were just on briefly to talk about the films that you helped bring back to the masses, films we shot in high school. And you want to check out those clips on Instagram, but don't want to tease too much of it. Just you can check it out at High School Slumber Party, wherever you get your podcast, wherever you got this podcast today. That's where you can find Foodie Films as well. Anything else we want to say Hoffman-related or Twister-related or... I'm really hungry for like meat, you know.
Yeah,
I want like beef.
I crave sustenance.
I do crave sustenance right now. We crave sustenance. Someone was telling me, I think it was Joey, that a podcast he listens to, Twister is their most like hated film, and it's because of that line. I'm like, these people need to die. Not die, that's mean, but come on.
Yeah, they need to go the way of Carrie Ills.
Or the friend impaled by a Twister.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, no, I'm like, that's bullshit. Hope you guys enjoyed Twister, though. I know
this was fun revisiting.
Absolutely.
Fun watching with you, Brian. So, yeah. Well, do you? I always say it.
You always say it, but that's part of it. I open the show, you close it with this.
Oh, okay. Well,
you just figure this out now. 2 years into this.
Yeah, well, you know what, guys? As stay
proven.
Yeah, it's proven. Stay on cool.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing. Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.